are here at the ACUC with Rich Mead. How are you, Rich?
I'm doing great. Thanks for seeing me this morning.
Good to see you again. Yeah, this is so cool. I mean, this show is going off right now.
Yes, it's a wonderful show. We've got over 1,000 credit union people here. Really exciting time for the industry.
And we're talking about something exciting or something controversial.
Yes.
It's called blockchain.
Yes.
For those, I mean, we've been hearing this term a lot, and it's getting more and more prevalent, but there's still a lot of people in the dark about it. What is blockchain? What's going on?
So there's a lot of buzzwords out there. You've heard about blockchain. You've heard about Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm.
And let me just share with you a little story.
Okay.
Back in my old firm, I was in charge of business development, and one of my partners came to me and said, hey, there's this neat new thing called an online currency, and we're going to have competition to the paper currency online. And I thought this was a little nutty. Now, it's a highly technical Washington term, nutty, but nevertheless, so Bitcoin, if I had bought Bitcoin when he told me to, it was for $1, you get 1,309 Bitcoins. Today, those Bitcoins are trading at $400 each. So you see the power and the value of this kind of of an operation. And we're not talking about, blockchain is not currency. Blockchain is the system upon mm-hmm. which the Bitcoin is traded.
Mm-hmm.
So what we are exploring is, could we create a similar kind of network for the use and benefit of credit unions? So you saw that quick adoption valuation for the coin.
Mm-hmm.
And we're, again, not talking about creating currency for credit unions. There are many, many potential applications if we can create this network between credit unions. In terms of identity,
mm-hmm.
in terms of indirect lending, settlements, mm-hmm. Titles, all kinds of potential applications if we can build this network. And what the network is that it's what we call a permission, meaning closed, trusted group of credit unions come together,
mm-hmm.
and it's a system of shared ledgers, right? So the purpose of that is to verify transactions.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not, each credit union knows about each transaction to verify it,
mm-hmm.
but they're not seeing the details of the transaction.
Okay.
It's the
okay.
data about the data. It's what we call metadata.
Right.
And that metadata, if you validate that in a broad group, has great power and potential for running these applications on top
mm-hmm.
of it.
Okay, I think the $64,000 question is it good or bad for credit unions? What's the consensus?
It potentially could be very good, because this platform in and of itself won't solve their digital challenges,
mm-hmm.
but the applications on it could.
Okay.
So this could help them with their speed and efficiency, like I said, around lending, member identity, all kinds of things. And again, this is something that helps the credit unions, but more importantly, helps their members. If the credit unions can better serve
mm-hmm.
them more quickly, efficiently, lower costs, great for the members.
Right. I think the knock on it right now is its previous association with Bitcoin and the,
right.
and the negative connotations
yes.
there. But I think as time moves on, it kind of separates from that.
And yes, and the difference is with the Bitcoin. Bitcoin is what we call a permissionless network,
mm-hmm.
meaning anyone can go online, you can go on your computer, buy some Bitcoins and use it. We're not talking about that kind of a network. We're talking about a known, trusted, and we're talking about creating a credit union only
mm-hmm.
network. So
mm-hmm.
just for the benefit of credit unions. There's other people who are looking at it. The big banks are looking at this.
Yeah.
Others are looking at this. And we're not trying necessarily to be the first. We're just trying to do our own so that we can
yeah.
control it and we can have provide that value just for credit unions.
Hypothetically, what's a timeline here where it can be prevalently used?
So we have just started this initiative with our National Roundtable Credit Unions,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to give a presentation on Wednesday morning about it.
Mm-hmm.
And we're hoping to launch this initiative this month.
Oh, wow.
And
okay.
And move forward and stand it up. And we're doing what I call a quick adoption. Now, I've been involved in these projects before where I helped create a health information exchange for the transmission securely of patients' health data.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, these projects, when you say quick adoption, we're talking months.
Yeah.
hopefully not
quick
years.
Quick adoption.
So
yeah.
quite honestly, if we can test and prove this concept, I'm hoping that we can do that over 12 to 18 months. That seems like a long time, but if we do it and do it right,
yeah.
then the potential is really, I'll say limitless, it could be a little strong, but really, there's great potential for this.
Yeah, I think the key word there is doing it right. You
yes.
don't want to rush something like
right.
this, because it sounds like it could be like a kind of a main platform for many, many, many years to come.
Exactly.
And so you want to do it right.
We want to get it right.
Yeah.
And we want, the other thing too, which is neat, is we want to do this collaboratively, right?
Yeah.
This is the whole seven principles of the cooperatives,
mm-hmm.
cooperation among cooperatives.
Mm-hmm.
So we're beginning to build that network. So mm-hmm. we already have participation from Co-op, from PSCU, from
oh,
Kettle,
wow.
American Heritage Credit Union, Chartway
yeah.
Credit Union, a bunch of other credit unions. We've got the Mountain West Credit Union League and Illinois and Utah, so we're
mm-hmm.
building this group together very collaboratively.
Cool.
So
cool. It sounds like education is the key right
yes.
now. It's getting people kind of more comfortable use?
Well, we want to get everyone to know about it and get excited about it and participate, because we want to create a network that's open to all credit unions.
Awesome. One last question for you, Rich. Yeah. What do you want to accomplish here at the show besides blockchain? I mean, sounds like that's what you're focusing on. Anything else?
Our real focus is just engagement. We want to talk to and learn from credit unions. What are they thinking about? What's their priorities? What's best? And what's, you know, waking them up at night? What's their concerns? So we're hoping to get that from that engagement from this meeting.
Great message to end on, Rich. So cool. I mean, blockchain ain't going anywhere anytime soon. So it's really compelling. So it's good to know.
And hopefully we'll be back to fill you in on some more progress later on.
We'll do it.
Great.
All right. Thanks, Rich.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, dude.